Robbie.
How you doing? DJ Holiday here from 102.7 The Beach in Miami.
All right, what's up?
It's all good, my man. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. Can't complain.
I'm going to take you back to 1987 real quick. I broke out It Takes Two for the first time. I mean, people went crazy, and I can tell you that I still play it today, and they still go just as crazy. So I'm sure you're feeling pretty good about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. They be partying like it's still, you know, like it's brand new, you know, so I love that.
I would have to say that back then, you took sampling of music to a whole nother level. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that the background beats of It Takes Two and the actual singing of It Takes Two is from a James Brown and Lynn Collins record from, like, I don't know, the early 70s, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. You know, once I heard that beat, I was like, yo, we got to do something with this. You know what I'm saying?
You basically took that record and made it into something brand new. And it's funny, too, because every once in a while I'll go, hey, you want to hear what the original sounds like? And when I play it, people usually freak out because they're like, they can't believe it. You also did not quite the same thing, but you certainly took from one of my all-time favorite bands, Frankie Beverly and Maze, with the whole Joy and Pain thing. How did you come up with that idea?
You know, I grew up listening to Frankie Beverly. You know, my mother and father used to always play his records, and that was one of the records that I always liked as a little kid. So I was like, yo, let me bring this to the hip-hop, you know what I mean?
And so how did this all start for you guys?
We came from rocking in the parks, you know, and we would always rap over beats, you know, whatever that was out at the time or what was hot. So I just took that and, you know, put it on whack.
It certainly got you guys some huge, huge hits that are still so relevant today. And if everybody wants to see you perform them live, Saturday, November 9th, you're going to be down at the Mega Mix Beer and Music Fest over at Magic City Casino, along with Vanilla Ice, Sapphire, and Exposé. So that ought to be a really great show. I'm sure everybody's looking forward to coming out and jamming.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show, so y'all better get your tickets and come out, man, and have a good time.
Really appreciate taking the time out to give all your fans down here in Miami a little shout, man. So we'll see you next Saturday.
See you next Saturday.